Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, your daily companion on 657 AM. Good morning. If you just joined us, it's just for you. With me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 11 o'clock. And I gave you the sounds of cheer celebration. You reign. And yes, now I am joined by Pastor Mary Masina. And we are celebrating because the Family Bible Academy Mamelodi Campus is hosting an annual leadership seminar 2024. Muruti, good morning.
Good morning, morning, and good morning to the listeners of Radio Pulpit.
Wow. Muruti, not so long ago, we were talking about the opening of Family Bible Academy Mamelodi Campus. And today we are celebrating an annual leadership seminar. Wow. Yes. Tell us a little bit first about the Family Bible Academy Mamelodi Campus first.
The Family Bible Academy Mamelodi Campus, it is a Bible school which is affiliated to Faith Bible College in Linasia, and also with Gideon Roberts University. And the Bible school has started last year in Mamelodi. We have got, this year, we have got the first year and the second year. And this Bible school, it is about the empowerment of the body of Christ.
Yeah, I remember asking a question, does it mean that if I affiliate or if I become a student, not affiliate, but if I become a student, does it mean that now I'm a pastor? And what was the answer?
No. It does not mean that you are a pastor. Bible school is about empowering the body of Christ. It is important as the children of God that you be empowered. The Bible says, study and show yourself approved. And it is God who is approving us. So when you, anyone who comes to the Bible school, it does not mean that you are a pastor. A pastor has to have, they have to have a calling within a person in those offices of a pastoral or in a five-year.
All right. All right. Let's take a break and then we come back and talk to you some more to understand about this annual leadership seminar taking place in a couple of days. But let's do this before we continue with you, Muruti. Yeah, family, we are continuing. We are talking about the leadership seminar that will be taking place on the 3rd of August, but we're going to find out more about it. Let me remind the family of Radio Pulpit that Radio Pulpit will be celebrating Women's Day on Friday, the 9th August, in an exceptional way. So, family, tune in to Radio Pulpit and join Jenna Lee Belong, Esther Heldenes, and Ayanda Nenemba to pray for our country from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. We call upon all women in South Africa to set time apart, even if it's just for an hour, to pray with us. So, let's invite our friends and families to pray together for our country. And for more information, you can visit radiopulpit.co.za for the Women's Day prayer. But we are also including men. Men are also welcome to pray. Let's do this and come back to Pastor Mary Masina.
Get your daily dose of inspiration, motivation, and encouragement on our Facebook page. Join the Radio Pulpit Facebook community today.
I'm just going to put a pause on that song by Dr. Dumi. We'll proceed just now. Pastor Mary is here and Pastor Irene. Good morning, my queens. Pastor Irene, good morning.
Morning. And how are you? And also morning to the listeners of Radio Pulpit.
Yeah. Good morning, Muruti Mary.
Good morning, Auspongile. And good morning to the listeners of Radio Pulpit.
Wow. Welcome. So you were talking earlier on just now, as we were fixing one thing, you were talking and explaining to us what the Bible school is all about.
Yes.
That if you are in a Bible school, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are a pastor, but somebody has to be called for it. There needs to be a calling for it.
Definitely.
But so many people get confused right there. How do I know that I'm called?
Yes.
So can they get clarity when they come to the Bible school as well?
Yes. when they get to the Bible school, there are modules that are focusing on that. How do you, can one identify or know that the person is called? Mm. And remember, in the book of 1 Samuel 17, it talks about David. Mm. When the prophet of God, the Lord said to prophet Samuel, go and anoint one of the sons of Jesse. He went there, he called, Jesse brought the brothers. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said, none of them is the one that I have called. And he went back again, and Jesse called David. Even after they have anointed David, the prophet anointed David, that did not mean that David was already a king
yeah.
or in that office.
Yeah.
It took some time because you have to be trained.
Yes.
You have to get more knowledge, more yes. understanding, more revelation of the word of God, more be equipped
yeah.
To that office.
Wow, be equipped to that office.
Yes.
Wow. So I think, family, now you can hear a little bit more about what Family Bible Academy Mamelodi Campus is all about. Pastor Irene, we have a moment, annual leadership seminar coming. Tell us a little bit about that.
The leadership seminar that is coming is all about equipping the body of Christ, as
right.
Pastor Mary is already mentioned, that is not all about the pastors. Yeah, the pastors is just adding up the knowledge on top of the calling that God has given them.
Okay.
So the leadership seminar is about all the Christians, about the body of Christ, because we are all called. Remember, Jesus Christ said in the word that make the disciples. We need to make disciples. Yes. It's all about teaching the body of Christ to go and make others to be the disciples of Jesus Christ.
So the seminar is all about leadership. It's everybody who's in leadership.
Yeah, not necessary the people that are in leadership. Everyone who's a Christian, we are called to make others to be the disciples, and we need to be equipped. We need to be trained so that we will go and look for the sheep outside there to catch fishes outside there. So everyone who received Jesus Christ, he is called to be a disciples of Jesus Christ, and we are all called to make others to be the disciples.
So meaning that all of us are leaders.
Yes.
You're a leader wherever you are, as long as you yes. have received Jesus.
Yes.
But now there's a word here, Pastor Mary.
Yes.
Leadership.
Yes.
Why that?
Leadership, it's about making of a leader.
Oh, okay.
Shifting from where you are to another level. Or understanding the role. As you have said, Muruti Irene just said that this leadership seminar, it is not only for those that we can say they are leaders in the church.
Mm.
It is for everyone. And so it is about the making of a leader. And the focus, the areas that are going to be touched on Saturday, it is about the role of a leader, the model, the influence, about influence, character, excellence, integrity, attitude, self-discipline, care, understanding the role as a leader, and understanding the cycle of where you are leading. And also it is about leadership, being loyal, having a listening skill. And again, it's about learning. We have to, you know, learning, impart the knowledge that we have to others. I like this word that says ignite the passion of learning to somebody else. Iron sharpens another iron. It's about that.
Now, I'm thinking about how sometimes we go out and we are defeated in the battlefield. I don't know whether to call it a battlefield, Pastor Irene, or to call it. But I see that the Lord Jesus Christ sent us out to make disciples,
yes,
not to win arguments.
Yes.
And this is where everything would be addressed, because most of us go out and we argue with people and we lose them at the end of the day. We didn't share the word. They didn't even receive, because we went there and we started arguing with them. So are such things going to be addressed at that seminar?
Yes. Is going to be addressed. You mentioned that we go out and many a time we lose the battle. Instead of catching the fish,
yes. winning souls,
we lost those fishes. The coming seminar, the body of Christ will be trained more about the attitude, because for us to go to the world to win the people for Christ, our attitude matters a lot. Yes, the word of God says the attitude that was in Christ must be found in us.
Right.
So we cannot do or win the world for Jesus Christ if we are still working with our attitude, if our attitude is not yet fixed. So the main focus in this seminar will be trained about dealing with the right attitude. And the right attitude, it will produce the right approach to the world, so that we will win people for Jesus Christ.
Sure, yeah. The attitude is very important.
Yes.
How we present ourselves.
Yes.
It's very important. I have seen people would stop you in the mall. They would stop you everywhere because they see something about you. Everybody would be passing, but you specifically. So it means we need to pay attention to that as well. Yes. How we react, how we speak to people. But is one day enough, Pastor Mary?
One day it's not enough. One day it's not enough. That is why we have Bible school.
Okay.
Where we have the full year to train people. Even if you can take it for 3 years, you can take it for more than that. But we have full year in a year. One will be equipped so much. One will be empowered. One will move from the level of knowledge, whatever knowledge that you had to you had. To another, you know, you will be equipped more.
All right.
So, yeah, one day, to be honest, it's not enough, but it's enough for this leadership seminar.
All right. Diana Duplessis, good morning. Saying good morning, my sisters in Christ from George. Wow, that's so awesome to have a family member listening and tuned in all the way in George. Thank you for the program. God's blessings. May he also bless you too, Diana Duplessis. Thank you so, so much. And so if I would like to be part of this, what is it that is needed of me, Pastor Irene?
What is needed from you, we do have a registration of 300 rand for you to be part of this seminar.
Okay.
And we will need your information, your full names, and your ID, because after this seminar, you will receive the certificate of attendance. Yes.
All right. Where is it happening, Pastor Mary?
It is happening in Mamelodi, Pretoria, Gauteng. At the family, it's happening at House of Grace.
Yes,
in Mamelodi at Buffer Zone.
Okay,
and we're starting at 9 o'clock until 1:30. Yes.
So, what should I bring?
What you have to bring, as Pastor Irene has alluded, it's 300 rands for the registration, and there's a form that one has to complete. Only that. And whoever will be attending will have a book, and that book, it's the name of the book, it's Let me just get the name of the book. The name of the book that one will be receiving, everyone will be receiving, it's The Making of a Leader Quality.
Mm.
Everyone will be receiving that. And the person that will be presenting this, facilitating, mm-hmm. one of the people, it's Professor Mutley, Ronnie Mutley from Faith Bible College and Gideon Roberts University. So we will be having people from Gideon Roberts University and Faith Bible College, and Professor Mutley will be facilitating that.
Will I be getting a certificate afterwards?
Definitely. Everyone will be receiving a certificate.
Yeah. Yes. sometimes we look down upon who we are when we give our lives to Christ. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ changes our hearts from hard to soft. You can eat that heart, you know, metaphorically, you can do that. But now you find that we become so timid and even fail to lead. What brings about that? Because when somebody gets saved, when somebody takes the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, there's this excitement. You want to tell everybody, like the woman at the well, when Jesus Christ spoke to her, she couldn't keep quiet. Yeah. She's the first evangelist, the first missionary who went all in and shared about what the Lord Jesus Christ did in her life. Mm-hmm. There is that drive. But certain, as time goes on, there's this slight decline on that. We are even afraid to talk to people. We are even afraid to even say to others that I know Jesus as Lord and Savior. What brings us to that? What makes that?
What makes that, I will say that Jesus said in the book of Matthew chapter 15, verse 13. John chapter 15, verse 3, where Jesus said, "You are clean by the words and the teachings I have taught you."
Right.
And again, in the book of Matthew chapter 15, verse 13, he said, "The tree that my Father did not plant shall be rooted out, shall be unplugged, shall be destroyed." What are those trees? Those trees are the things that are making us to be inferior.
Okay.
Those things are making us not to come out. Remember, when we got saved, most of us, we've gone through so many things in life. And there are so many things that were connected to us through blood lineage. There are words that were said, and words are powerful. There are words that were said when one was very, very young, and those words are still alive. Those words are hanging somewhere. They will wait for a person until the person grows up, and those words will catch that person. For an example, maybe somebody said when one was very young that you are a fool, you will not make it in life, you will not pass, you will not get to even matric, and the person was still very young, because words are powerful. That is why we have to be careful on what we say with our mouth. So words will build a person in a corner. It will be a stronghold, for a person. And the person will try to study, try to get to matric, but because of what was said, those words will catch a person. Until we come to this scripture that you are being cleansed by the words and the teachings of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That the tree that my Father... What are those trees? Trees are things that are making us, that are holding us back. Life that is holding us back. Things that were said, or things that are connected to the blood lineage. So we need the power of the Holy Spirit. We need the Word of God to release us from those things. Yes, I might be saved, but there are things that are haunting my life. And I should not just say that because I'm saved, everything is going well. No, I have to keep on checking. There are transgressions, there are iniquities that are following us every time. But only the blood of Jesus is able to release us.
Yes. Sure. Pastor Irene, then I realize, and right now I'm like, yeah, but I am a daughter of a king. I mean, we are the ones who should be walking with square shoulders and our heads up high, because we are daughters and sons of a king. We are a royal priesthood. We belong to the royal house and not the worldly, you know, but God's one. How should be my attitude?
As I already said, that the attitude that was in Christ must be found in us.
Right.
What make Jesus Christ to be a savior?
Mm.
He went through all the challenges that many of us we are facing today.
Mm.
So, as a child of God, we need to know that we are called to be the kings, to be the queens, but there are still some of the things that we are going to go through. But that does not mean that we need to withdraw or to
give up.
To give up.
It's not time to retreat.
Yeah, it is not time to give up. We need to press on. Jesus Christ went to the cross. Jesus Christ is a good example to us today as a Christians. He went to the cross. He was crucified together with the sinners, the robbers. Everything that was done to the robbers and to those evil people was done upon Jesus Christ. But the difference is that Jesus Christ's attitude,
the heart
that was in Jesus Christ, azanga ya changer. What is in him. So what I'm trying to say is that as a child of God, as Pastor Mary mentioned, we will go through things. But what I can say is that when in the book of First Samuel chapter 30, the Bible says that when Saul was after David, David strengthened himself in the Lord. Yes,
yeah.
We need to strengthen ourselves as Christian or as leaders or as pastors. We will pass through the same thing that the world is going through, but we are not the same.
Yeah.
The difference is that we need to do what? To strengthen ourselves in the Lord. What make David to be a king? The first Samuel chapter 30, it is the last chapter of Samuel. And then there comes second Samuel. This simply means what we are going through. God is taking us somewhere. For David to be a king, he has to go through that route of chasing by Saul.
So we walk looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. Wow. Mama Irene, that is so awesome. So family, the annual leadership seminar is taking place on the 3rd of August, and the venue is House of Grace Church at Buffer Zone in Mamelodi, Pretoria. And the guest speaker, or should I call him a guest speaker?
Yes.
It is, of course, let me see, I don't want to say, Apostle. Is it Apostle or Prophet?
Professor Ronnie Mutley.
Professor Ronnie Mutley. Here on my thing, it's written Apostle. Oh, Apostle Mary Masin.
Yes.
All right. And Professor Mutley.
Ronnie Mutley.
So you'll be doing this together.
Yes.
For family members who seek to find out more, how do they get hold of you?
They may contact me. My number is 082-787-9234. And the number is at the other number. Should we give another number?
Yeah, I think that just the last one, so that if the family has got two.
Yes.
So the first one is 082-787-9234. 082-787-9234. 087-987-9234. And the other one, Pastor Mary?
Yes. The other one is 078-0442-494. 078-0442-494.
All righty then. Thank you so much, Pastor Irene. Thank you so much, Pastor Mary, for coming through. I wish we had more time to expand this, but God will give us the grace. And so, family, the number again, 078-0442-494. It's 078-0442-494. Do remember, you need 300 rands to register to be part of this. You're coming back with a book as well. And you are going to also get some lunch and breakfast there. Mm-hmm. There'll be two sessions. You will have the best. You'll be in great hands on the 3rd of August, 2024, Saturday, from 9 up until 1:30 at House of Grace Church Buffer Zone in Mamelodi. 078-0442-494 and 082-787-9234. Pastor Irene, your closing statements to our family members. What do you say in closing?
In closing, I can say to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit, we would like to see you there on the 3rd of August. You will learn more. I don't want to lie to you. You won't regret that day. Please come. Come, come, we are waiting for you.
Come, we are waiting for you. Moruti Mary, your closing statement?
My closing statement is, as the theme for the leadership seminar, it's the making of a leader quality. Mm-hmm. The most important thing is know your identity. Mm-hmm. Know who you are and whose you are. Mm. We are the children of the Most High God. Yes. This is the time that you stand firm on the word of God, and the Lord will make us good. In Jesus' name, amen.
I promised a family member, her name is Pietra, that we will pray for her friends. The other one is in hospital, and she just had a tumor removed from her from her lungs. So I'd like us to just pray for her. I promise that when Pastor Mary Masina gets here, I'll ask Pastor Mary to pray. So Pastor Mary is here, and I have like a minute, if we can just take it to the Lord in prayer.
Amen. Father, in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we are praying for your daughter in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes. Spirit of the living God, yes. Luke chapter 1 verse 37 says, nothing is impossible with you. Yes, even sickness, even any situation, nothing is impossible with you. Yes, you even ask and said, is there anything too hard for me? Yes, Father, we thank you. That we declare healing upon her right now by the power and the authority of the name of Jesus. We speak Psalm 107 verse 20. You sent forth your word to heal her and snatch her from every sickness and disease, from every pain, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I pray that, Lord, you are God of mighty. Your word in the book of Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, that you can do exceedingly abundantly, even in the sickness, O God, you can do exceedingly abundantly above all, in the name of Jesus, that we can think or dream of. And we thank you, O God. The word of God in the book of Revelation says, we defeated the enemy by the words of our testimonies and by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you for healing, complete healing, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we know and we are aware, and that you are able to hear when we pray and to answer our prayers. We thank you, O God, that you are God of miracles. Perform your miracle right now upon your child. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Irene. Thank you so much, Mama Mary, for coming through. May God awesomely bless you.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.